This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. We're gonna start our discussion today with investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, buddy?
I am. I'm okay, I guess. I guess I'm okay.
Okay. Is Bob's absence weighing on your mind?
Well, I had a bunch of questions I wanted to ask him regarding a la staccatos, right?
Right.
Because on the one hand, I can see where, for somebody like him, the handgun, when you're running around with a handgun and a primary weapon, a rifle, the handgun becomes less of a consideration. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, almost an afterthought.
Right. So for him, adopting the Staccato CS, because it is the smallest, it's not the lowest common denominator, but it is definitely the smallest, I can see where that would make some sort of sense. However, and I am one of them, I'm not a Staccato pro. So I have the gun, and it came with three proprietary magazines, which are smaller, which don't work on any of the other Staccatos, which means all of the other Staccato magazines that anybody already has, it works on every gun, but this one won't work in this gun.
Yep.
So, now, we can't, I mean, I could go to a class, and I could take my three magazines, and I could, you know, reload them every time I sat down. But I'm lazy. I like to get out there, and I like to have 10 magazines, and I like to go to the line with three and come back, and I got three more, and I want to load them all at one time. I got one of those Lulas, so it doesn't really take a lot of time for me to do it. And I'm just trying to be efficient. But training with them means you got to have other magazines. And right now, the problem with the CS is getting magazines.
So they're that scarce. Wow. Well, you know, that's just a testament to putting out a good product that people want. And then, of course, you know, the answer to the question, how many magazines do you need, is all of them.
Yeah.
I want as many as I can have, as many as I can afford, because I'm with you. You know, I don't like to go to a training with three mags, because you're constantly busying yourself, sometimes loading while you're standing up, you know, waiting for everybody to fire. Nah, I'm with you. I hope they get this fixed. Staccato probably will have that whole thing worked out in just a matter of time.
Well, part of the problem is that they have a hand in everything that they're building.
Yeah.
So they're not going to outsource this to anybody.
No, nor should they, because they've got incredible quality control right now, and that is really easy to lose.
It's really easy to let go of. I mean, I wouldn't like it at all.
Well, Bob's actually got a class today here, and it is 95 degrees. So kudos to everybody that's out there training, and stay safe and stay hydrated.
I've taken one of those classes before where it's, you know, 1,000,006 degrees and you're just trying to keep it together. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, when all you can think
off.
Of is some water, give me some water.
There, in a hot class, now, I don't know about now, but in a hot class, I mean, when I went to Steve Fisher's Red Dot class, right, it was in October in the low country of South Carolina, and it was 105 in October.
Oh.
And I went out there, and from the very beginning of the day, I felt horrible the whole day. And Well, that eventually led to me falling out with a heat issue. But then after I went inside and I hydrated for a little bit and stayed in the cool air, I was able to come out and actually shoot. But before then, I was abysmal. It was horrible.
Well, at least you took yourself off the range. God forbid, I've seen a couple of times when neither the instructor nor the student caught it. And that could have been really, really bad.
Yeah. You don't want to be having a heat injury when you're handling a firearm. That's just not the way to go.
No. Of course, none of these issues were in Bob's classes because he keeps an eye on his students because he caps it at 10 students.
Right.
Which says a lot about his instruction.
Yeah. It says a lot about his foresight. It also says that he's seen some stuff. he's had an incident or two occur.
Yeah, we all have. Especially with some of these trainers out there that want more students and they'll cram 30 students in a class. And all you do is stand around for the whole weekend waiting your turn to run the drill.
And you're not really learning anything.
No, you're learning how to stand around. And I had a pretty good handle on that before I went to this class.
Yeah, I learned that in the Army.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know how you tell if you got a good story idea?
Well, no, I don't. I'm hoping you'll tell me how that works out.
When you call up a buddy and you tell him about the story idea you're working on,
right?
And he says, yeah, I'm working on the same thing. And that happened this morning with me and Dave Workman. Dave is the editor at the Second Amendment Foundation out in Washington State. And he's responsible for taking my stories and putting them online at SAF and a bunch of other sites, CCRKBA, the Gun Mag. Yeah, it's rare. It hasn't happened but twice, but we both ended up working on the same thing. And that is this fake news story from the British newspaper, The Guardian. It's a hit piece on the NSSF. And it's probably one of the dumbest things I've ever read. And I've read a lot of dumb things
about guns. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of my job. So basically, they don't like NSSF, and they called up their usual cast of characters, which would be Everytown, Brady, and, there was one more. Violence Policy Center.
Yeah.
And they don't like NSSF, because NSSF is out there working hard for their members. You know, they're the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade association of the firearms industry. And they do a damn good job. As I pointed out in the story that I wrote, the only thing they don't do well is, publicize all their hard work and all their victories. They're all about doing the work, not claiming the credit. And so the Brits evidently don't like that. And as I point out in the story, nobody really on this side of the pond gives a damn about what the Brits think of American guns or the Second Amendment. We haven't since 1791.
No.
I mean, without us and American guns, these hacks would be writing their stories in High German with lots of umlauts.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with the Brits. This is the thing with the Brits, and this is the thing with all of Europe. And what you just mentioned is the big point. More than once, we've had to pull their bacon out of the fire.
Twice.
And a lot of that has to do with them. They have always done the basic Roman outlook on things where they're trying to appease the mob. They're trying to remain in power and appease the mob that is the populace of wherever they are. So they believe the only way to do this is to, keep them from being armed because they might get uppity and start doing things. Now, in the United States, we have not deposed a government by means of arms, but we have had to, pull them out of the fire before. And each time, like in during World War II, what did we take over there? We airdropped what, like 500,000 weapons over there?
Oh gosh, tons and tons.
Because Churchill was out there saying, "We'll fight them in the glens, and we'll fight them in the valleys, and we'll fight them on the dance hall floors," but they didn't have any guns.
Yeah.
Let's continue this on the other side. I like this topic. Lee Williams, investigative reporter. Find him at thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams. We were just talking about the European British attitude towards us and weapons, and Yeah, as soon as World War II was over, didn't they gather up those 500,000 guns that we gave them to defend the glens and the dance hall floors and throw them in the English Channel?
Yeah, they have no gun culture, and it nearly cost them the whole shooting match a couple of times.
Yeah.
The headline of the story, I mean, gosh, you talk about biased. Even more insidious than the NRA, U.S. gun lobby group gains in power. Insidious, meaning sneaky in a very bad way.
Right.
And then, the thing is pure trash. It really is. Meet the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the gun industry's conservative and aggressive lobbying group. Its range of activities is broad, but always geared to zealously and single-mindedly preserving and extending the power of the gun industry. I put to you, Bill, I submit to you,
yes.
Isn't that exactly what we want them to do?
Yeah. Exactly what we want them to do.
I mean, I point out, we don't need a group representing our gun industry that's going to roll over to whatever infringement Joe Biden wants, because we've already got one of those groups. It's called Congress. And then the worst part for me is they make light of us conspiracy theorists and pointing out in a typical British tongue-in-cheek way that, you know, it's just a conspiracy theory that big government is trying to take our guns and undermine the Second Amendment. So I included a list of these conspiracy theories that are no longer theories.
Right.
Joe Biden's war on gun dealers, Joe Biden's unconstitutional executive orders, Joe Biden's lies about guns and the Second Amendment, Joe Biden's use of false data to gaslight Americans about mass shootings, homemade firearms, law-abiding gun dealers, Joe Biden's collusion with the financial industry, shipping industry, legacy media, ATF's criminalization of pistol brace owners, aftermarket trigger owners, solvent trap owners, ATF's unconstitutional knock and talks, and I could go on. But, these conspiracy theories are not documented facts. And, yeah, they are coming for our guns, and that's something you don't get if you live in a country where you need written permission and a papal decree just to go into a store and buy a kitchen knife, you know?
Right. Well,
typical.
This is coming. Remember now, they're stationed in London, and in London, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, has said violent crime is just a way of life, and if you live in a big city, you got to expect that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, for them looking at us where we're out there and we're saying, well, hey, this is one of those things that we're going to defend ourselves. We have guns. We are self-reliant. We're not waiting on somebody to show up because we know they're going to be late. That part of it is, that's where they, I don't know, they sort of, I draw the line there. They look at that as sort of barbaric, I think.
Yeah, I've been interviewed by BBC or their different groups several times, and to them, they don't understand the Second Amendment and our gun culture like we don't understand the monarchy and their obsession with it, how anybody could be somehow born better and become a better person just because of their last name. Yeah, I haven't cared about what the Brits think about our guns since 1791, and I was just a kid then.
Right. As were we all. Yeah. In a very young stage of our development, yes, we were all kids back then.
But typical, hit piece in a typical way in that you have NSSF, which is obviously a pro-gun group, so who do you get to talk about them? They line up three anti-gun groups because I'm sure they'll have fair and balanced comments that, I pointed out it's like asking the Joker for an opinion about Batman and Boy Wonder.
Right.
Just biased. But, that is the media they live with over there. Somehow, I don't know, they seem to sell some newspapers. And I guess this is what they default to whenever circulation is waning a bit. It's, oh, let's kick the Americans' Second Amendment around.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know how evil that is.
The thing is, you know, in England, there's millions of guns. Millions of guns in England. Most of them are side-by-side shotguns. A few, and you have to have a license for all of those, but there's millions of guns in England. I can't use them for self-defense.
Oh, of course not. That would make sense.
Yeah. One, I think, what were they? They were the Cherry family, I think. They were broken in on by the same guy over and over again. One day the guy had enough of it, so when he broke in, he shot him with a shotgun. They allowed the guy he shot who broke into him to sue them. And they went, and Mr. Cherry went to jail.
Makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense. But there's millions of guns in England. Like everybody that owns a house for some reason has a shotgun license. So millions of guns there. It's just that they're not looked at in the same vein that you and I look at them.
As a means of self-defense.
Yeah. They're primarily a means of sport. You can go out and shoot birds with them. You can carry them around and shoot birds with them all day if you want to. All day long.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
And if you have a center-fired rifle of any kind, they expect you to go to the Ace Hardware store and buy a suppressor. There's plenty of those.
Now, that I don't have an issue with. That's just being a good neighbor.
Sure. But, you know, England is an interesting. I'm half British, so, I mean, I've got plenty of British relatives that I sit back and go, okay. I'm not seeing your logic, but, you know, whatever floats your boat, okay?
Best keep your mouth shut at family get-togethers.
Yeah. When I was younger, my grandfather was still alive. He was very much against guns. And, I mean, he'd be like, there's so many guns around. So many guns, Billy. And I'd be like, well, Grandpa, you know, this was when I was in the military. I said, yeah, I'm in the military same as you. He fought in World War II.
Okay.
And on the British side, he was behind enemy lines for about 6 months alone.
Oh, jeez.
Hiding at a farm. And, yeah, he was a... But when he came out as a British man, and he came out completely against guns. So then they moved over here and still was against them to his dying day. To his dying day, but, you know, neither here nor there. I would just let him have his space and let him say what he wanted to say. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll delve more into this if we have the time to do so. You can find this at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and probably at saf.org, because Lee is the lone investigative reporter at the Investigative Reporter Project for the Second Amendment Foundation. So he works pretty closely with a bunch of guys that are doing things on a daily basis. Every day, SAF is doing something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
U.S.
USA News update. The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. Devin Archer's testimony before Congress was released on Thursday, and Republicans say it proves that President Joe Biden knew about his son Hunter's business deals. This as Archer sits down with Tucker Carlson and talks about the impact he believes it had when former President Joe Biden was on some of Hunter's business calls.
I don't know if it was an orchestrated call-in or not. It certainly was powerful, though, because, you know, if you're sitting with a foreign business person and you hear the vice president's voice, that's prize enough. I mean, that's pretty impactful stuff for anyone.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Talking with Lee Williams. No telling where we go on this next one. Are we still talking about...
No, we should talk about SAF.
Okay.
Our gun rights policy conference is coming up next month. It will be here September 22 through 24. This time it's in Phoenix. Let's hope it cools down a bit. For those of you who have never gone to a GRPC, and this is its 38th year, you don't really know what to expect. This will be my fifth one, I believe. You know, you hear gun rights policy conference, you think of acres and acres of tables with new guns and gear, and that's not it at all. It's not designed, as I wrote recently, for manufacturers or distributors. They're welcome, of course, but this one is designed for us. What you will get is 70-plus speakers who have chosen from among the leaders of the gun rights movement, and you'll walk out of there with a master's class in grassroots activism. That's no kidding. The speakers are varied and diverse. I'm one of them. I don't know why, but it's fun. It's a tear, and it couldn't come at a better time. Obviously, you and I have spoken at length about how Biden has declared war on gun owners, gun dealers, guns, gun rights, gun policy. So the only antidote to that is information, and at GRPC you will become part of that information. And at the end of the 3 days, you'll know where we're going as a movement. But the biggest thing for me, and I wrote about this, is you're going to be surrounded by all these like-minded pro-gun folks. And there's lunches provided. There's cocktail hours. To me, man, this just really, it recharges my batteries. It's something I look forward to every year. And if you have the time, go to staff.org, and all the sign-up information is right there. You, a couple of clicks, you can register and get a hotel room. It's, to me, I mean, SHOT Show is huge. You've been to SHOT Show. I've been to SHOT Show. But that's for the manufacturers. That's for the new gear guys.
Right.
GRPC is for us, and you'll get a lot out of it. Some of the speakers are just phenomenal. I mean, and they're guys that you and I grew up reading, you know, Maz Ayoub, Alan Gottlieb, and these are just a few. It's a hell of an event.
Really. Well, I mean, everybody that's there, everybody that, like Masada Yub, he's been writing about guns for years. I used to read his stuff when I was 13 years old, and he was writing for Black Belt magazine.
I read In the Gravest Extreme, which I believe is still one of the best books out there about personal defense, and I was hooked. I mean, and then to meet him and talk to him, because he's on the board of Second Amendment Foundation, so he will be there.
Right.
It's just incredible. Great guy, gruff voice, 3-4 pack a day guy, interesting, and there aren't a lot of guys with his pedigree.
Will Cam be there?
Oh yeah, Cam's on the board. I think CCRKDA, which is our sister organization, Citizens Committee to the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He might even be on the board of SAF. So Cam will be out there. Yeah, it's a good time. It's intense. I mean, it is really intense.
Well, the thing I was going to point out is most of the people that are coming there, there are guys that get out there and write articles about stuff happening in the gun world. And what they're doing is they're seeing other articles that are written by people like Lee and Dave Workman and Masada Yub and Cam Edwards. And they're basically giving their spin.
Yeah.
Right, they're giving their spin on it. They see it, and they're like, well, so-and-so said this and this. This is what I do. That's what radio people do. I'm not writing articles. I'm commenting on what's out there. But this will be a confab, and everybody's invited, right? Anybody can show up.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can go.
So,
and we've had it, you know, during the pandemic. It was moved online, and the whole thing was streamed, and that was okay, but it's just so much better in person, brother.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't go because I've got to do a daily radio show.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not set up like SHOT where, oh, here, you plug in here and you do this. And yeah, that's one of the considerations. It is going to be streamed on Facebook and YouTube if you can't make it. But it's so you can watch it still and you can see all those speakers. But there's just something about being there and getting to know all the other folks. And, you know, you start comparing strategy, you realize that some of the stuff that I was considering was already in play and perfected by other groups, like the Buckeye Firearms Association. I mean, so you get an opportunity to really get cutting edge with some of these folks, and it's a good time. Highly recommended.
I'd like to go. I've never been. I've won an award from them, which I think they give out the awards at the end of the year or at the GRPC time.
Some are given out at GRPC, and then some kind of trickle through the rest of the year. So that's my answer to your question. Yes or no?
I probably have won so many awards and just not shown up to get any.
Exactly. People are starting to talk about you. Got a box of awards with your name.
Yep, there's a box of them out there. I just have never gotten out there and taken advantage of that. But one day, maybe I'll be able to make it out there. I haven't. Now that I work for a corporate entity, I sort of have to get things set up. But, I mean, that doesn't mean I can't get them set up.
Yeah. I hope you at some point get time to come out because you leave there just pumped up. You're tired, granted, because there are a few hospitality rooms. I know Florida Carry, of which I'm a board member, has the most raucous one. But, yeah, it's a good time.
Well, I mean, the you know, SHOT Show, NRA Show, these are all industry shows. It's about the hardware. GRPC is about the ideological combat. Mm-hmm. And this is where the think tank, where a lot of people in the think tank that are doing it on a daily basis, they get together. And I guess they relax for a minute and just enjoy a little bit of fellowship and try to get a direction headed in some, you know, I don't know what they do. But whatever they're doing, it's a whole different vibe, I'm sure. That's why I'm looking forward one day to going to
it. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's not the, oh my God, I'm so tired, I've walked 30 miles today, that you get at SHOT Show.
Yeah, SHOT Show is SHOT Show is painful. It's a painful thing.
I've never left GRPC with what I've come to call the SHOT Show crud.
Yeah.
Every time I go to SHOT Show, I come back with something.
I've had that, I think, twice. But the last time I went, I came back with COVID. So that was pretty cruddy as well. But that's neither here nor there. You're not in the proximity of nearly as many people. And that means you don't have nearly as many chances to get sick. So that's probably a good thing.
Definitely.
Now, we're coming up on the next break. And one thing I haven't been able to do in the proper way is explain to you how many different ways Lee is coming at you. Because that's the way of the world now. In the media world, that we got to come at you in various means and angles. So, Lee, first of all, everything originates at thegunwriter.substack.com. That's where everything starts. From there, those articles get reprinted all over the place. They get reprinted at The Truth About Guns. They get reprinted at Ammoland. He also has joined with Mark Walters for ArmedAmericanNews.com, where you guys put out a newsletter, and, I mean, you update the website and do the things online in the written word that I guess Mark probably talks about during the day. Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's exactly how that works.
Yeah. And then the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project, of which Lee is the only reporter there, which sort of makes him the Second Amendment Investigative Reporter Project all by his lonesome. All of these things coming to you with a deep dive and a keen analytical look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with reporter Lee Williams. And what else is on your mind today, sir?
Well, you've seen, and this one really pisses me off. You know, as you and your listeners know, the Biden administration is cutting off funding to schools that host, you know, any kind of shooting sport or hunter ed,
right?
Be that air rifle or archery. I want to put that in perspective for you. Here in Sarasota, we have a school. It's called Sarasota Military Academy. It's not a private school. It's a public school. It's a charter school. It's difficult to get in and very easy to get out of. Simply, you just don't perform and you're gone.
Right.
It's run by a commandant. I believe, he was a retired colonel last time I spoke. Well, they have a rifle team there. And it's air rifle. And these kids, Bill, I'm not kidding, brother. At 15 yards, they're putting pellets in the same damn hole.
Okay.
And it's, of all the specialties and sports that you can join at that school, they even have something they call Raiders, which is kind of like Rangers. And, you know, they run around and do obstacle courses and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. But the most sought after is the rifle team. Now, you have, I think there were four instructors, and they're all retired military. They're all senior NCOs. I mean, the junior guy is like an 8-7, right?
Wow.
And they're all combat arms, and every single one of them had a CIB, which is a combat infantryman's badge. One of them had a star on it, which means he's been in two wars. And riflery is like 1/10 of what they teach these kids. You know, the rifle team kids at that school, they all have A's. They all got straight A's. They're all highly motivated. They get placed in service academies. These are the kids that go on to West Point or Annapolis or whatever the Air Force one is called. I mean, they're really good kids. And it's a privilege to be on the rifle team, not a right. You screw up, you drop your grade, you're off the team. And your mom and dad better support the hell out of you. They better have a vehicle that gets good mileage because you're going to be driving all over the damn state competing. And they always win. And it's really, when you get to know and watch them, and I've helped them raise money for new rifles, new air rifles. it's just a really neat group. I've never seen this type of cohesion between instructor and student at any school. There was a young lady who was on the rifle team, and her father abused her. And went in for a couple of days, then got out on bond. And she had a match, an upcoming match. The team had a match here in Sarasota. And let me tell you, there were five retired senior combat arms NCOs that were praying that he would show up at that match. I mean, they were ready for him. And that's the kind of care that these guys, that's the kind of care these guys offer these students. I mean, it's almost a magical thing. And of course, all that's going to be shut down because of the Biden-Harris administration and their stupid rules. So gone will be that federal funding for it. Now, will they be able to continue? I hope so. It's going to require a lot of money and a lot of donations because the federal money was helping. But that's all. That spigot has been shut off thanks to Joe Biden. One other thing on this. I get calls constantly by folks who want to know, you know, hey, do you got any students out there, any high schoolers that you're aware of that can shoot a bow? Because we've got archery scholarships that are going to waste every year. And that's going to be lost too. I mean, that's the type of that's what these people get from these shooting sports, in addition to having a hell of a lot of fun.
Right.
And, you know, it's a crime what Biden is doing, brother.
Well, I would think that a student that is an archer that gets a, you know, what. I don't have anything really against higher education. I have something against higher education as it's practiced today. But for a student, for a very articulate, accomplished student that wants to become something big, that's about really the only way to go. So somebody that is motivated enough to be an archer, because that is a discipline I've never even tried, somebody that is that disciplined and putting in that much practice, I would imagine they would be a great student. And don't we want to develop the best of the best out there? Don't we want to develop those kind of minds that get out there and compete?
Yeah, we had a shotgunner here in Sarasota, young female shotgunner. Her dad put in a lot of miles and a lot of work, and shotgunning is not cheap.
No.
You know, trapping skeet. But it paid off for that family. She's got a full ride. I forget which school. But, family won't pay a dime for her college education.
Yeah.
That's also important, and that also is threatened by the Biden administration and their stupid rules regarding shooting sports. They're hurting kids.
The left, with the left, it's all about control and everything. Every little thing they put out there is about controlling either what we see, what we hear, or what we do. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever heard of the WFA?
No.
The WFA is sort of like the WEF in that they control 90% of all advertising dollars. Companies like Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Target, they've got many billionaires in there. And what they've done is they've decided to figure out what is accepted. And if you're not accepted, and you get out there and you say certain things, well, then you're not going to be able to, you're going to get canceled. You're going to get deplatformed. You're going to get defunded in some way or fashion. And that's, I'm pretty sure that's what drives Biden.
Yeah.
They have a ranking system, just like the whole DEI initiative where they had a ranking system. These guys have a ranking system too, from 0 to 100. It's quite the thing to sit and look at. So it really just depends on which side of the track you come down on. And the archers, I would imagine the archers and the kids, they're apolitical, aren't they?
Yeah, there's no politics involved in that whatsoever. You know, they just like shooting. And on the archery side, I learned today, they have a 21-year history of safety. Okay, in 21 years, none of these kids have been hurt during any of their archery practices or tournaments or anything. That's pretty damn impressive.
Very, very, very much so. I mean, anything on a range is subject to issues as you go along during the day. Anything that happens on a range.
Especially when you're there with regularity. Unless you're constantly preaching and practicing safety, you can, I don't, because every time I go up to Bob's range, I get a safety brief, thank God. You become a little complacent. You can. And yeah, I totally agree. That's why it's such a, the people that shoot the most need to be the most safe, because you're exposing yourself all the time to that danger.
Yep. So anyway, what we're going to have to do, I mean, as a country, I don't know where it's going to go as far as where we go as a country, because a lot of people in the country aren't paying as much attention to things as they should.
Yeah.
And there's a percentage of them that think that socialism is a stupendous thing to even look at. Good stuff, good stuff. So I don't know. When our generation is gone, Lee, I don't know what's left for them. I don't know where they go at that point.
Yeah, I don't either. Unless that resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue changes, how much farther downhill can we go?
Well, I don't know. Right now they're so busy trying to, every time something pops up with them, Trump comes down, he gets another indictment. I'm waiting to see what the next one's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, next one will definitely be Georgia, because they can. And I'm waiting to see. Aren't they investigating Joe for his classified document trove too?
That doesn't matter. Because they're a party. Yeah, he's got all kinds of stuff. No telling what Joe's got. He's got all kinds of stuff. We're running out of time.
It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter, because when you're in charge, you get to write the rules and write the history. So. Anyhow, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Always a pleasure, bro.
Lee Williams, investigative reporter, thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, and saf.org. He's the investigative reporter there. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.